Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Rivka Berry, at the age of 16, was raised in a Muslim family and then encountered Jesus Christ. And the story begins when her story ultimately wound up in Central Florida, and you're going to hear her at the Awakening 2016. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, several years ago, when Rivka Berry fled her family because of fear that an honor killing would be taken out against her because she converted from Islam to Christianity, she wound up in Central Florida. And her news garnered national and then later international headlines. She eventually wrote a book in 2015 called Hiding in the Light, and her story is a remarkable journey of an individual who encountered Jesus Christ and her brave, courageous stand for him, and she will be at the Awakening 2016. I hope people join you and me and many others at this upcoming event because she is just one of many of the speakers at the Awakening 2016.
And what a compelling story Rivka has, and she has been gifted by God the ability to share her story, and a story that regrettably is all too familiar for many people who call themselves Muslim or who have been raised Muslim. And she really epitomizes, her story does also, you know, what it means to be a Christian, Matt. Christ told us that we would be persecuted for our faith. And Rivka went through that in a very, very personal way with her immediate biological family being rejected, as Christ was rejected and tortured on the cross, and fearing literally for her own life because she became a follower of truth and abandoned a lie.
Yeah, she was someone who was raised in this Muslim family. She then, with her family, located to Ohio, and ultimately was introduced to Jesus Christ through some friends at school. She began reading the Bible, and when her father found out that she had a Bible and that she had become a Christian, she had to end up fleeing in the middle of the night, and she got on a bus and came to Central Florida, where she stayed with a pastor and his wife for a few days. They did not know what to do other than the fact that they felt that they needed to protect this young girl because literally she was in fear of her life. And then that's when the story ultimately garnered international headlines. The question was whether she was going to be sent back to her family or whether she was going to be sent back to her home country. Either one of those would have been a death sentence for Rivka Berry. And she braved through all of this and finally, ultimately prevailed. She turned 18, although she was placed in foster care, and the battle was going on between the various interest and the parties, even CARE, the organization, got involved in this issue. So it became a very high-profile matter. Rivka would not renounce her faith. She knew that she had to stand. And finally, throughout the legal battles, she was able to become victorious. And now she has chronicled her story in the book Hiding in the Light. And we are privileged to be able to have Rivka Berry at the Awakening 2016. Not only Rivka Berry will be there, but also Kamal Saleem. Kamal was raised as a terrorist from the age of 7. He has this amazing story in his book, Blood of the Lambs, and he'll be there. He talks about at the age of 7 and 8, he was being trained as a terrorist. And as a terrorist, you see on military films where they have to crawl on their bellies with live fire going overhead. Well, that's how they trained this 7, 8-year-old boy. He was crawling on his belly, live fire, not fake, but live fire was going overhead. He could not stand up. If he was afraid, he would have his head blown off. He's crawling behind another person about his same age. That person does get scared. He raises up his head, and a bullet basically takes off half of his skull. Kamal Saleem is riveted with fear and not knowing what to do. If he stands up, he'll have the same fate. He has to compose himself, and as a 7, 8-year-old, continue to crawl on his stomach past his friend with his blood oozing out of his now dismantled, dismembered, crushed skull from the bullet that just ripped through it. That's Kamal Saleem's story. He also is an individual who went to the top of buildings and literally grabbed people alive, throwing them off the tops of buildings. Then he tried to go into Israel to commit terrorist acts, intending to blow up a bus. His story is amazing. You'll hear from Kamal Saleem. He came to the United States to recruit individuals, young men on college campuses, to become radicalized here in this country. And you'll be able to hear more about his story, but also read about his story. He'll be there to autograph books as well. He's another speaker at The Awakening. And then another individual, and we have a lot more, by the way, than just Islam in radical terrorism and its threat to our Judeo-Christian values and our freedom. But also another one, Aziz Ibrahim. She was raised in Egypt. Her father was the first Christian member of the Senate in Alexandria. After his second term, during his second term, he was poisoned by the Muslim Brotherhood. And she ultimately has all kinds of amazing stories about what's happening in the Middle East and here in the United States with regards to her ministry. And you'll hear from her and many others. These are the kinds of individuals that we have at The Awakening 2016. So I hope people go to lc.org and register. You'll be there. You'll be speaking on a panel called Gender Confusion. And one of the individuals on that panel is Walt Heyer. Walt was raised born as a man and ultimately decided he wanted to be a woman. So he went through the hormone treatments and the plastic surgery and later became a Christian and then sought to reverse that invasive plastic surgery and those hormones that he had ingested. And he's going to be there talking about this issue of so-called gender identity, gender confusion, the kinds of things that we're seeing on TV that are glamorized. He's got the real story of what it's about and what it's like.
He does. And the three that you have mentioned just represent a small sampling of dozens of top Christian leaders, conservative leaders and speakers. And this is The Awakening 2016, which is March 5th, 2016, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Faith Assembly. That's in Orlando, Florida. And as you mentioned, Matt, people can go to lc.org to sign up to get more information. But you're talking about Walt Heyer. I know Walt. He's going to be on our panel that you mentioned. What a compelling, powerful story about a man who was struggling with gender confusion and issues related to his sexual identity. And he sought, rather than reconciling his God-given biological reality with God and with truth, he sought to change his biological reality, something, of course, that is impossible. And after having done so, he found that that did not fix the problem. And, you know, Matt, with people who struggle with gender identity disorder, gender dysphoria, they have a suicide rate in the 40th percentile, like 41%. It's a horrible, horrible thing. It's a mental illness. But Walt's story, he shows how there is freedom in and through Christ and the Holy Spirit, and that buying into this delusion and maiming your body and sterilizing yourself and so forth, that is not the answer, that the answer lies in Jesus.
Yes, and you have so many more. We have Sandra Susan Merritt. She is one of the two undercover investigators for Planned Parenthood. She'll be on the panel called Planned Parenthood and Human Genocide. She has obviously firsthand knowledge, being one of those individuals who was a brave undercover investigator and revealed to the world the barbarous activity of Planned Parenthood and its abortion industry and trafficking in human body parts. So she'll be there. 40-some speakers will be there. You won't want to miss The Awakening 2016. It's going to be March the 5th, Saturday, at Faith Assembly. But you can go to lc.org, click on the Awakening icon, and you can register right there for The Awakening. We hope to see you this year at The Awakening 2016 on March the 5th. Again, March the 5th is The Awakening 2016. We have done The Awakening since 2010. John Stenberger, who is the president of the Florida Family Policy Council, says that he has gone to various conferences and events for 30-plus years, and he has said that The Awakening is the most powerful event that he's ever gone to. And it's because it is a combination of faith and freedom, our Judeo-Christian values, and our liberties. It's the marrying of the Great Awakening, the spiritual foundation, with the American Revolution, the result of a spiritual foundation. So those come together in a unique way in the Awakening, and the kinds of speakers just on this one panel that we were talking about, and others like Sandra Susan Merritt and so many more, have so much to share. I hope that you go to the Awakening, pray for the Awakening if you can't come, or encourage those who might be in the area to be able to come to the Awakening 2016. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.